LaFonza Butler will soon be a California senator, filling the seat of the late Dianne Feinstein. She's the president of Emily's List, the pro-abortion rights group supporting Democratic women candidates. California Governor Gavin Newsom confirmed yesterday that he'll appoint Butler after Feinstein died last week at the age of 90. Butler will be the third black woman to serve as a senator in the United States. Marisa Lagos covers politics for KQED in San Francisco, and she joins us for more. Hey, Marisa.
Hi, Deepa. Thanks for having me.
Let's start with how the news is being received. What are you hearing from Californians about Butler's appointment?
I mean, largely I'm hearing a lot of praise, a lot of excitement. You know, she will be only the third black woman to serve in the U.S. Senate. There are no black women, female senators right now. She'll be the second after Tammy Baldwin, open lesbian. And she's really a powerhouse in Democratic politics. I mean, in recent years, she's been at Emily's List. But prior to that, she ran the state's largest labor union, SEIU, representing in-home care workers and nursing home employees for a decade. She's advised Vice President Kamala Harris and, you know, I think really has a lot of deep ties in the state. So It's a bit of a surprising choice, but I think it's a one that fits the state very well.
And on her work at SEIU, the labor union there, she told you some years ago that she did that because of her family. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I mean, she grew up in Mississippi, and when she was a teenager, her father fell ill, and she watched her mom juggle multiple kind of working class blue collar jobs while she was also a caregiver to her father. And she told us that her life was sort of lived through the eyes of a caregiver, and that really did push her to go into, you know, the labor movement and really speak up on behalf particularly of women of color who are often, even within the labor movement, sort of have been forgotten. And she was a huge champion for that population and remains to be right now.
And her work and political history in the state is pretty extensive. She's advised Uber. She was a policy director at Airbnb. She's getting some criticism now because she's registered to vote and living in Maryland, though she still has a home in California and we're told she's going to re-register here. But have we heard from Butler herself on this important appointment? She bit out some pretty top contenders. What's she saying?
No, and I mean, I think you're hitting the nail on the head. There are three members of Congress running for her seat, the Senate seat already, and none of them had a good night last night. We haven't heard from her directly. We know that, you know, as you said, I mean, she's only been in Maryland, D.C. since 2021. I know her young daughter, I think, hearing that she was pretty upset to leave L.A. behind. And so I do think, I mean, we're going to be asking these questions in the coming days, but this is definitely, I think, the biggest hit is to Barbara Lee, the Oakland congresswoman, the only black woman in the race, who had really lobbied hard for Newsom to appoint her to the seat.
Yeah, I mean, the Congressional Black Caucus lobbied very hard for her as well. Yeah. That's got to be something that they, have they spoken out?
You know, I haven't heard from them directly. I have heard from several of Lee's allies who were angry in California about this decision. On the other hand, I spoke with Amy Allison, who runs She the People. Their entire job is getting women of color elected. She also had been a strong supporter of Lee's appointment. And she said that Newsom, with this appointment, did keep his promise, you know, to put a progressive black woman in that seat. So I think there's going to be some sort of mixed feelings among allies of Lee. And of course, of Congressman Adam Schiff and Congresswoman Katie Porter, who are also running very hard to run that, to, you know, replace Feinstein in the Senate.
Yeah, and I know that Butler will be sworn in Wednesday and she hasn't spoken yet. But what do you imagine her top priorities will be, Marisa?
Well, it's the Senate, so I don't know how much it'll matter given how things are. I think it'll be, I mean, she will be a good, reliable Democratic vote. I would expect her, I mean, you know, she has been raising money to elect pro-choice candidates. So abortion rights are going to be front and center. Labor rights are going to be front and center. And then, you know, it's going to be a new era. She is far younger and of a very different generation, obviously, than Dianne Feinstein. And so I think we'll have to wait and see kind of how things develop over the coming months.
And any indication if she might run in addition to, you know, the other candidates who've already announced that they will run for Feinstein's seat?
Yeah, this is the wild part. So we had all, I think, assumed that because Newsom was resisting the idea of appointing somebody who was a candidate, that he was going to make somebody you know, promised to be a caretaker, to not run if, you know, he chose somebody like Butler. But he has made, asked her for no such promise, which indicates to me that she is likely going to run for the seat, but she has not said that yet.
KQED's Marisa Lagos. Marisa, thank you so much.
Always a pleasure, Deepa. Thanks for having me.